Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, streaming online, live, and archived at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This program is called Raise a Glass, and we did just that in honor of the great jazz sax player Stan Getz. He left us on this day in 1991. We heard his tenor sax alongside the baritone sax of Jerry Mulligan, doing the standard Anything Goes. We lost another jazz sax legend a week or so ago. The passing of Sonny Rollins marks the end of an era, to say the least. I see Searching for the Sound already played an entire hour of him a couple of hours ago. Thank goodness I'm no longer on right after him. But here's another dose of Sonny Rollins for you. No repeats, I promise. It's X-Ray.
Thank you. Thank you.
Raising a glass to one of the jazz greats who left us on May 25th. Tenor sax player Sonny Rollins was truly in the pantheon. At 95 years old, he outlasted most of his contemporaries, and his passing truly marks the end of an era. With the exception of maybe Miles and Coltrane, they just don't get as important, innovative, and influential as Sonny Rollins was. He would record over 60 albums as a band leader. Not that he particularly liked recording at all. He looked at it like records were just advertisements to go see him play live. He was born into a very musical family and started out learning piano as a child, with Thelonious Monk as his mentor, nonetheless. But as a teenager, he said, "Nah, I'd rather play tenor sax like my idol Coleman Hawkins." So he did. His early years would be interrupted by a couple of stints in prison for armed robbery and heroin possession, but he came out of that right into gigs with Miles Davis, Modern Jazz Quartet, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk. His big breakthrough arrived in 1954 when he collaborated with Miles on an album from which we heard the tune Roxy at the top of that block. Sonny's death happened to coincide with what would have been Miles Davis's 100th birthday, and our local jazz station here in Portland did a whole day of Miles, not mentioning Sonny Rollins' death at all from what I heard that day. Maybe they pre-recorded a lot of their shows, I don't know, but still. In the early 60s, Sonny found himself in a bit of a creative slump. While living on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, he would go out to the pedestrian walkway of the Williamsburg Bridge to practice. He did this almost every day for a couple of years, often for 16 hours a day, no matter what the weather was like. We heard his tune about that experience. It was called The Bridge. Pivoting out of the jazz portion of the show, in 1981, he contributed sax parts to three songs on the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You album. The hit single Waiting on a Friend is the most recognizable, but I really loved the extended jam Slave, which we closed that block with. All right, back to the tunes. You're on X-Ray.
Cha-cha-boom. Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. So, bésame, bésame mucho. I'll love you forever, say that you'll always be mine. Cha-cha-boom. Dearest one, if you should leave me, then each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Oh, bésame, bésame mucho. Oh, love me forever, make all my dreams come true. Spring, it's you I adore. Yes, so dearest one, if you should leave me, then each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Oh, so bésame, bésame mucho. Yeah, love you forever, make all my dreams come true. Joy is something new. My arms are holding you. Never knew this, the thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me where spring? It's you I adore. Oh, so dearest one, if you should leave me, then each little dream will take wings and my life will be through. Oh, so bésame, bésame mucho. And I'll love you forever, make all my dreams come true. Oh, love me forever, make all my dreams come true. Oh, love me forever, make all my dreams come true.
think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, else they just too lazy. Je suis le grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of their rope. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. My coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put gree-gree on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, and I can make you stutter. Think about a call, may kill it, call, call. Walk on, kill the splinter. Walk on, may kill it, call, call. Walk on, kill the splinter.
1970, Sid Barrett played his first gig since leaving Pink Floyd at London's Olympia Hall, backed by a band that included his old friend and replacement in Pink Floyd, David Gilmour. Predictably, for any acid casualty, Barrett baffled everybody in attendance when he abruptly took off his guitar during the fourth number and walked off stage. Okay, genius! Dr. John died on this day in 2019. We heard him as his early alter ego, the Night Tripper, doing the voodoo psychedelia of I Walk on Gilded Splinters. And atop that block, it was on this day in 1962, the Beatles first met their producer, George Martin, and recorded that song, Bésame Mucho, with Pete Best on drums. Hey, did you know today is National Trails Day? Well, it is. Its history stretches back almost 60 years. Back then, there were no government-mandated trails for recreation, but that changed when President Lyndon Johnson made a law which formally established some trails. State and local agencies followed suit, and now we have them everywhere. Portland is certainly one of the best spots in the world for these, so we don't need an excuse to go out for a little wander. But it is supposed to rain today, so unless you want to get your boots muddy, you might want to sit this one out. All right, time to take a look at what happened on
this day in history.
1844, the Young Men's Christian Association, better known as the YMCA, is formed by George Williams in London. And ironically, happy Pride Month, everybody.
I'm gonna come.
1882, the electric iron is patented by New York inventor Henry W. Seeley. It weighs almost 15 pounds and is very slow to heat up. 1941, baseball's New York Giants use plastic batting helmets for the first time. 1942, in other news from the developing world of plastics, the first nylon parachute jump is made by parachute tester, nice job, Adeline Gray at an airport near Hartford, Connecticut.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
...1944, Operation Overlord. Yes, D-Day begins as 156,000 Allied soldiers storm the beach in Normandy, France. Go get 'em, boys! 1949, a game show called It Pays to Be Ignorant debuts on CBS. And almost 80 years later, it still holds true. 1965, the Rolling Stones release their first number one single, the immortal classic, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. 1971, CBS broadcasts the final episode of The Ed Sullivan Show, replaced by the new It Pays to Be Ignorant. Just kidding. 1983, the worst James Bond movie with the best title, Octopussy, the 13th in the franchise, premieres in London. 1988, George H.W. Bush makes a campaign promise to support reparations for World War II Japanese-American internees. And that promise was broken less than a year later. You know, Republicans. 1991, in one of television's greatest atrocities, NBC announces Jay Leno will succeed Johnny Carson as host of The Tonight Show the next year.
So, hi everyone, welcome to the show. Tonight we have Joey Lawrence. Hi Joey, how are you? It's good to see you again. Boy, it was always my comedic dream to be 44 years old and interviewing a little Tony Danza wannabe every 3 months. Boy, I'm fulfilled as a human spiritually. So anyway, Joey, you're 16 now? You're 16 years old? Yeah. That's great. You're 16. You got a license? You driving? Yeah. That's great. You're 16. Got a license. You got a car? Yeah. You got a girlfriend? You dating somebody? Anybody special? Yeah, no. Well, she thinks so, I don't. Good God, what have I done with my life? His brain splew out, forming an NBC peacock on the wall behind him. Because he's a company man to the bitter end.
2018, a Frenchman is announced to have won France's 1 million euro lottery for the second time in 2 years. That would be odds of 1 in 16 trillion. And that makes me suspect shenanigans.
I'm Walking around.
Raising a Glass to Marvin Isley of the Isley Brothers, who died on this day in 2010. He was their exceptionally good bass player. We heard the tune Footsteps in the Dark, Parts 1 and 2, which those of you under 60 would better recognize as the main sample for Ice Cube's biggest hit, It Was a Good Day. Prior to that was the great keyboardist Billy Preston, child prodigy turned fifth Beatle, turned hit songwriter and successful solo artist. He died on this day in 2006. Sadly, his later years were marred by drug addiction and having to deny his homosexuality as a devout Christian. Most disturbing was an incident in the early 90s when he was arrested for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old boy at his Malibu home after picking him up at a gathering point for day laborers. He wound up entering a no-contest plea to cocaine and assault charges and got a slap on the wrist. Then he had more brushes with the law and more incarceration. Quite a shame, but he was able to bounce back to an extent. At least he continued working. We heard some distinctly 70s funk from Billy Preston in the instrumental Out of Space. And that'll just about do it for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station coming up next. Been mostly commemorating dead folks in this show, so let's close it out with a double happy birthday to bandmates from Beat, the band that's been out on the road reviving 80s era King Crimson. Taking Robert Fripp's place is former Zappa guitarist Steve Vai, who celebrates his 66th birthday today, and longtime Crimson member and seemingly ubiquitous bass virtuoso Tony Levin, who turns 80 today. Beat put out a live album recently. Let's check it out. This is Sleepless, a good showcase for Mr. Levin. You got it on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Get a hold of yourself. Don't fight it. It's over your head.